Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
It's 12:44 p.m. Central African time. Welcome back to the program. This is the News Hour right here on Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jamaah. My name remains Elsa Zinkosi. Great pleasure to be with you this afternoon indeed. Of course, as indicated, that let's look at the developments in Sudan. We're joined on the line by our brother and, of course, I think he's now a friend of the program. It's Brother Abdullah Kasim Ware, analyst in the Eastern African Affairs. Brother Abdullah, thank you so much. Good afternoon. Welcome back to your program.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for taking time to speak to us, Brother Abdullah. Well, Sudan is on fire. What's happening there? It seems as if there's no end in sight into what now the African Union has deemed as what, a genocide as well.
Yeah, Sudan is not, situation is not coming to ease at all. It is increasing. The RSF is continuing to take positions and at a very high human cost.
Now, as it happens, what picture does it paint to the entire African continent? The leadership of the African continent, is there no way that they could intervene and solve this issue?
It is painting the leadership in the continent on a very bad light, because this is not something that just happened recently. Sudan has been a problem for 3-4 years now, since 2019, when Bashir left the office. You remember the coup, or if you like, the uprising of the people. And Bashir was replaced by a transitional authority that has never been supported and given a chance to take root. Instead, external interferences that have led Sudan to what it is today.
As it happens, is it perhaps maybe a time to revisit the roles played by both the UN and the AU?
The problem with the, yes, of course, but these institutions need really serious reforms, because some of the systems that are in place in these systems, like in the UN, for example, the UN Security Council, this was since inception, and this was immediately after World War, Second World War. So things have changed, but the system governing these institutions are as old as the institutions themselves. So we need a very quick shift to reform this institution so that they can serve the purpose. The U.S. is still holding its veto that it parades or sells to the highest leader. As you know, I'll give you an example. IPAC is paying the U.S. system so that they can veto every vote that comes to Security Council to bring ceasefire or take action against Israel. Is the same thing. UAE is sponsoring RSF in Sudan because of the minerals in that country, and UN can do nothing because the Security Council will be mobbed by a veto power. That's the problem. Mm. And then we have the African Union, which is dependent on the foreign aid to run its own internal affairs. So Africans must begin to stand for themselves and pay, or support the African Union, or build an African Union which is resourced locally and able to act or react to situations in Africa. But again, we have leaders in Africa who are also dictatorial that are not going to allow an independent African Union.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And then the other side is that politically, the seizure of Al-Fashar gives the RSF almost complete control of West Sudan, effectively, you know, partitioning the country into two territories as well.
Yeah, that's what is happening. And unfortunately, it is ethnic cleansing, because the people with the skin color like mine are being wiped out in Darfur and that region. And this is not the first time this is happening. And there's never been any action taken by the, or a strong position taken by the African leaders to stop ethnic cleansing in Sudan.
Yeah, very bad. Brother Abdullah, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Take care. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you very much.
A great pleasure indeed. Our guest, Brother Abdullah Kasimwere, speaking to us there, looking into the developments in Sudan, whereby experts fear that the RSF rule in the Western region will give the group free rein to eradicate the non-Arab groups that live there. So the paramilitary group is descendant from the Janjaweed militias that were accused of committing genocide in Darfur between 2003 and 2005. Now, in 2023, the RSF was accused of carrying out massacres in West Darfur's capital, El Jalina, killing up to 15,000 people from the Nusayr group. So now, in many ways, the current massacres mirror those in El Jalina. So now, killings were widely expected to occur once RSF took Al-Fashar, and these killings are now clearly taking place on a horrific, horrific scale. So that, look, all the warning signs for genocidal massacre are flashing red. Now, such violence may well mark a point of no return. You know, so already there is little appetite for negotiation between the army and the RSF there. So the prospects for peace are very, very minimal. Now, typically, when one side suffers a defeat, it wants first to avenge the defeat before talking. And when one side has scored a victory, it wants to press home its momentum before talking. So this has long added up to a formula for continued war in that region. So that's what's happening, taking place down there in Sudan. We'll keep an eye on those developing stories as far as to check how far will it go. As you heard from Brother Abdullah Kasimwere, there's no appetite as well from African leaders to intervene and bring about peace in that region. So it speaks about the African Union being dependent on aid, especially from foreign countries as well. So how should Africans now react into this? What should be done, you know, to make sure that all this gets to be sorted out very quick and easy? Now, in other news, especially we've heard about, there's a meeting scheduled to take place between Butimana Mena and the Anasus people in looking into the applications and as far as, and of course, all that's happening right with regards to NSFAS as to what should take place. You know that next year there's going to be a lot of applications from matriculants who want to go study universities and TVET colleges as well. So we are waiting to hear that will finish you with all that information.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.